You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. It's the 21st day of January. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora is here from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, I know that the National Weather Service updated some numbers looking forward for the United States. What did they tell us about the weather forecast as we head closer to the springtime?
Well, probably the big takeaway from their long-range outlooks that go all the way into next winter. The most interesting feature that we noticed is that they are forecasting most of the United States, if not all the United States, to be warmer than normal over the upcoming summer. Summer is defined as June, July, and August. We tend to agree with their conclusion, but not for the same reasons. Their main reason is that they have a climate model that basically shows, after they've run it, that, hey, it'll probably end up warmer than normal across a big portion of the country based on a number of oceanic and atmospheric signals that it can analyze. So that's kind of the reason that they have their forecast. And I'm sure that a lot of that is based on some of the knowledge of the El Nino that is in place right now, but is beginning to weaken. The reason that we think it'll end up being warmer than normal during that period is partially for the same reasons. We're not going to completely ignore the climate model that's coming from the Climate Prediction Center. However, the bigger reasons are just simply looking back in time at some of the things that have been going on and what we think will happen in the future. If you just take the El Nino situation and isolate it, we know that we have a strong El Nino in place now. We know it's very likely for this situation to weaken rapidly. The El Nino will weaken rapidly into the summer. That means that by the summer, we won't have an El Nino anymore. We'll either have neutral conditions or La Nina conditions, with La Nina conditions meaning that the ocean is a bit colder than normal out in the middle of the Pacific. So we know that when we transition from El Nino to either neutral or La Nina conditions over the course of a 6 to 9 month period, we end up with hot Augusts almost always. We've seen that 9 out of 10 times since 1960. So we think there's a pretty high probability for the end of the summer to end up warmer than normal. Now, we still have to deal with June and July, and there it does get a little bit trickier. Just the El Nino alone does not give real strong odds for either June or July to be warmer than normal. We have seen some warm summers in this scenario, probably the most obvious ones being 1983, 1988, and 1995. Those were some pretty poor crop years, but there were other crop years that did not end up in the same situation with intense heat and drought. But that aside, we do have one other feature that's been taking place. If you think back to September, you might remember that we ended the month of August fairly cool, then suddenly it turned hot. It basically stayed warmer than normal all the way up until about 10 days ago, and now it's a little bit cooler. Well, unless February ends up being a lot colder than normal, which seems pretty unlikely at the moment, we'll end up having experienced one of the 10 warmest September through February periods on record. And following that, 6 of the 10 since 1895 were much warmer than normal, with 8 of 10 having been warmer than normal through the June, July, and August period in the U.S. Corn Belt. That's kind of the reason that we think that summer heat is going to be an issue later on this year, and it's something that we'll have to watch.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us, Mike. We do appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd. You have a great afternoon, and I'll talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.